Carrying On As Mike Would Have Wanted, every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Sonoma County's FM News Talk. And don't forget, AM, 1350 AM, and then KSRO.com, streaming live and also podcast. So if you ever miss any part of the show, or you want to hear it again, or you didn't take very good notes, just head on over to KSRO.com, go to shows, drop down to the Ask the Expert menu, and you'll find Allison Norman Real Estate, and that's where the Real Estate Hour is.
I like that you add the AM. It's almost like AM is now the lost.
Oh, the lost.
Nobody ignore it. It's now FM or nothing.
I know.
I like that you mentioned the AM.
I've listened a few times to FM, but I automatically go to 1350 AM.
Me too.
Creature of old habits or something. Can't teach an old dog a new trick, right? Joe Warriors won last night.
Yes, they did. They lead their series 3-0 now and can wrap up tomorrow, 5:30. Game 4 in Portland. Pleased with them. Everybody thought they were, the so-called experts thought they were going to fall apart when Durant went down, and they haven't.
So oh, good.
I saw that
somebody's out, though. Who's it?
Iguodala.
I don't know how to say his name.
he's doing an MRI today, so they keep getting hurt, and they keep winning. So
well, good.
Weird combination.
they do play an exciting game. There goes my voice again. There we are. I'm back. Sorry about that. Okay, so we are going to talk a little bit about just the local real estate, what's going on, and then we're going to dive into our conversation with my guest today, which is Keith, who is Keith Woods of the North Coast. Applause. Hold your applause. Keith is a great guy and a fun. You're a fun guy to be around. Do people tell you that, Keith? Yeah, so Keith is nodding his head because he forgot we were on radio.
Nope, thought I'd shut up for the first 10 minutes.
I said I was going to do that. But no, I just wanted to introduce you and let people know. So Keith Woods is going to be here the whole hour with us talking about what's going on really from the North Coast Builders Exchange angle, you know, and what you're seeing with contractors and what's going on your end.
So. Yeah. You know, a lot's happening. It has for the past 19 months, but we've still got a lot of recovery ahead of us, Allison. Mm-hmm. And we'll do it. Just only a matter of how long it's going to take.
Yeah, good. And North Bay, I'm going to say it the whole entire time. North Coast, not North Bay, because you cover 5 counties?
Yeah, 4 counties. Sonoma, the Lake, Mendocino, and Napa is our market area for the contractors that belong to the exchange.
Okay, and so it's like a trade association? Is that a
substitute to word association for exchange? And people would understand this. North Coast Builders Exchange is a contractors association.
Yeah, just like
but
the
it's
Realtor
more than that.
We've
got a lot of architects, engineers, suppliers, and others, but primarily it's licensed contractors.
Yeah,
you don't have a license, you don't get in.
Oh, good. And you vet. It's a really good organization, and I'm excited to talk more about what they have going on. Just what's happening in the real estate market and what's to come. You know, we've talked to David Ewan kind of about what's happening in the city, but Keith has kind of a different take, I think, from looking at it from a different angle as to what's going on.
Yeah, a little bit. If it's choices listening to me or David Ewan, you go with what David says. He's one of the smarter guys I know.
Well, yeah, but he's talking specifically Santa Rosa and recovered there and the numbers and all that. But I really want to know kind of what you think. So we'll talk about that in a minute, or maybe probably after the break. Just a couple of things, real estate, what's going on in interest rates. You know, they're still kind of holding their own at I don't know if it's record low rates, but definitely lower than it was last year. They realized, I think, whoever they are, the feds realized that those rising interest rates really had a huge effect on buyers purchasing homes. And we really stalled at the end of kind of quarter 4 last year. when the interest rates went up to about 5.25%, and you'd think that wouldn't be enough, you know, to make that big of a difference, but it really did. And so, you know, they've lowered them back down beginning of the year. And then we had all the rain, which, of course, kind of stalled everything. But we're really picking up. And I think, you know, you read different articles and you hear different things. But, you know, for me, kind of on the inside of selling real estate, I'm seeing activity. There's a lot of buyers out looking. I think buyers are still being they're being a little picky because they can, because there's more inventory on the market now. So, you know, they take a little longer to make a decision. I always remind my buyers that, you know, while you're sitting there thinking about this house, there's could be three or four other people doing the same, even if it's been sitting on the market for 30 days. You just never know. And so it's good to have a conversation with the other agent, say, hey, you know, do you have any activity, any offers coming in? And that may, you know, make you make the decision to not be quite so picky and make that decision. And then you do in your inspections and everything during that inspection period instead of thinking too long on it. So that's always a good idea. But anyway, so interest rates right now, you know, right around 4%. You can get a little bit under 4 for some of the more creative financing, like, you know, I don't know if it's creative, but more, you know, like the 15 years, the 7-1 arm, 5-1 arm, and then jumbo even, or, you know, they're all around 4%. And again, that depends on, you know, your personal situation. And so I know a lot of lenders, you know, they'll get a call saying, what interest rate can I get? And there's so many questions that go into that. It's not just, you know, they're not going to throw a number out at you. They want to see what your interest rate is. They want, I mean, your credit score is. They want to see what your, you know, debt to income is going to be. What, how long you've been at your job? How much of a risk you are? So there's a lot, and how much money you're putting down. So there's a lot of factors in that. So this is just kind of a baseline that, you know, this is what we're seeing kind of across the board is right around 4%. So they interest rates are kind of holding their own, and I think the Fed's kind of got that loud and clear that we can't raise the interest rates yet.
Now, Allison, I think back, I don't want to go back too far, but years ago when I bought my first house, interest rates, we got a real deal at 17.5%. Anybody who doesn't understand that rates going to go through the roof ought to be really happy. They ought to be real thrilled at the 4%.
Yeah. And somebody that hasn't lived through that, you don't get it.
Mike used to say that all the time.
Yeah, the 18%.
That was almost his weekly thing was, you think these rates are high.
I know, and that was when they were like, you know, 5.25%. We're going, oh my God, they're 5.25%.
But it's almost inconceivable at 17%. But it did happen. It's back in the early 80s, in the Carter administration, just before the 80s. But it can get that high. I don't think that'll ever happen again. But it did at least once.
Yeah.
Oh, it was frightening. Right. Frightening. But then again, we were all buying houses at $80,000 and $90,000, at least where I lived at the time, in San Antonio. But it still was painful.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big chunk of money. So now you think, I mean, this, you know, to leverage that, you know, get a loan and pay 4% interest on it, and, you know, it really is
it's
a good deal. It's
a deal.
So, you know, get out there. If you don't think you qualify for a loan, you know, give me a call, and I'm glad to, or if you have a lender, give them a call. But I'm glad to kind of talk you through my part of the process and then send you over to a lender, because you really shouldn't be looking at property until you've talked to a lender. But you might be surprised, and there are, you know, there's this misconception that you need 20% down, and you know, there are some loans where you can, there's quite a few loans where you can do a lot less than 20% down, you know, it's 3% down. There's a down payment assistance program where there's 1.5% down. And then I think also the HUD is working on a first-time home buyer loan. And I haven't heard all the details about it, but it will be, and we haven't seen that in a long time, if ever, I don't know, but before my time, that's specifically first-time home buyers. You can't have ever owned a home, whereas like FHA, people kind of think of it as a first-time home because it has to be your primary home, but really you can have owned a home before. So it'll be interesting to see that coming down the line, something specifically for first-time buyers, because the government and particularly California and the California Association of Realtors are really pushing home ownership this year and the years coming, and the importance of it. So they're working together really to come up with some ideas of how to get people into homes. So it'll be good to see.
Yeah, it still remains part of the American dream. I just
heard
some statistics recently that it's in the 80s and 90s mm-hmm. percent of people who think that's part of America and part of living best own a home.
Yeah, I think you're right. I read something, too, that was right around that, 85, 90%.
Yeah, and where are we, Allison? The numbers I saw in the North Bay match statewide that two-thirds of people that live in a dwelling own that home and others are renters. Do you know it to be different than that?
Yeah, I think California's there was something I talked about last week, and it was Joel Singer, who is the CEO at CAR.
Yeah.
An economist, he said 50%. He said California is a 50% renter state.
I bet that I'll go with what he says because it would make sense economically. Fewer wages have not kept up with the increasing values of homes and cost of homes. So I bet fewer and fewer people today are in a position where they could put that money down and own a home.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a real concern is that we are, if we keep going the way we're going to become a majority renter state. Yeah. Which isn't good for the economy.
A quick note, when I worked at the FEMA Center after the fires, one guy came up to our table and I said, I'm sorry for your loss. He said, no, I didn't lose my home. He said, what can I do for you? He said, well, I had 20 rentals out in Coffee Park.
Oh, my gosh.
And I underinsured all of them, figuring that, well, I might lose one home, God forbid, and I saved enough money on the insurance on the others. Very bad decision.
Yeah. Wow. That's quite a story. Well, that was Keith Woods, CEO of North Coast Builders Exchange, and we're going to take a break, and then we'll get into a conversation with Keith about all kinds of things, what the North Coast Builders Exchange is doing in the four counties they cover in the North Bay, and a lot of good information, and then Keith's take on kind of what he's seeing, like stories like that one you just told. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app. Available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Thanks for joining us here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Sonoma County's FM News Talk and AM 1350, 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming live on KSRO.com. And, you know, Joe, I found out yesterday the streaming live doesn't work for the Warriors game.
No, you're right. There is a rule. The stream has to be blocked out.
Yeah, there was a little message that came on, and I went, oh, darn, because I was...
I've got to make sure when I do the Warriors games, I got to make sure it's working when it comes on, you know, to say blackout. And then I got to make sure it's working when it comes back on after the game.
But so you can turn into 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, or 1350 AM to catch the Warriors game.
That's it.
But not KSRO.com. Otherwise, KSRO.com is a great way. You can listen to us here on the Real Estate Hour and all kinds of good shows. And then it's podcasts, which, you know, I discovered. I knew the podcast went back quite a ways, but they actually go back to 2016, kind of mid-2016. So you can listen to all old Mike Kelly shows. I actually was driving back from Sacramento. When did I go? Monday. Wednesday. I don't know. Anyway, when? Oh, Friday. And I listened. I pulled up the podcast and listened to some old Mike Kelly shows. And, it was good.
I hate to even think that he's not with us anymore, but you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the Warriors for a minute. That was unbelievable last night. Call it the Draymond Green game. It wasn't just game three. It was a Draymond Green game. Yep. He took it over. He said, hey, other guys, get on my back. I'll take you through this. I've never seen anybody have such a complete game as that guy did.
Yeah, but they were raving about him on the broadcast last night. And I watched some of the highlights when I got home, and that was pretty impressive. And since Durant's been hurt, Curry's showing he's pretty good, too. I mean, he took a backseat to Durant when they signed him and stuff like that, but they need him this last week, and he's been nothing but awesome.
One of the most gracious athletes ever, Steph Curry, is. Yep. He deferred to Durant when he arrived, but now you're seeing the Steph Curry we saw years ago.
That's it.
Allison, don't mind us. We're going to talk Warriors.
Hey, you know.
If you want to go for a coffee, we'll talk some Warriors.
When I did the show with Mike, and it was Mike and Joe and me, and it was always, you know, a lot of sports talk, and I'd just kind of be over here, you know, looking at my notes, and I'd have to reel them back in once in a while.
Cue the phone calls.
This is a real estate show, not a sports talk. Hey, this is a community all about Sonoma County show and the North Bay. Anyway, the voice you hear is Keith Woods, Chief Executive Officer at North Coast Builders Exchange, which is located in Santa Rosa, but you cover four counties.
Yeah, it's our headquarters, but we've got the four-county area. Sonoma Lake, Napa, and Mendo.
There you go. And so you are a 13-year – oh, no, you spent 13 years as President and Chief Executive Officer at the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce and led the effort to start the Santa Rosa Downtown Market. Thank you. And for helping the 1,200 members – it's still 1,200? I bet it's more. This is often an article.
The 1,200 is North Coast Builders Exchange.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The member 1,200-member Builders Exchange and help that become a strong voice for the construction industry. And it's really a great – resource. If you have never gone online and looked at it, it's ncbeonline.com.
You got it.
Thank you. And North Coast Builders Exchange is a nonprofit contractors association that provides services and representation to the construction related firms in Sonoma, Mendocino, Lake, and Napa counties. Founded in 1954. Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you get all that information? Unreal.
I was sleuthing. It's actually, Google. Google is my friend. So, and then just off the website, it says the three primary objectives of the North Coast Builders Exchange is to be a one-stop shop for contractors, to represent the construction industry's interests, and to serve as a referral center. And so you can go to ncbeonline.com. And then also, you do a lot of classes. And I saw something about health, like a group health insurance and all of that.
Yeah,
workers' comp. So
yeah, we do safety and industry training sessions all year long. We've got a big, beautiful training center down there that holds up to 100 people or so.
Nice.
So we're busy in training and offering services. Yeah, we've got a group medical program for our members and their employees.
That's
part of the one-stop shop. We say to contractors, you go about your business as a plumber, electrician, carpenter. We'll try to provide all the things that you don't have to go shopping for on your own.
That's great. It's good to have that because contractors are kind of, you know, a lot like realtors where we're kind of on our own as an independent contractor. And so you don't have that huge group.
You know, you're right. That's entirely different. We're mostly made up of small contractors. I mean, the big ones like Gelati and others, they're in the organization. But we're made up of classic little guy contractor.
Right. They really use those resources.
Yeah, the standard, not joke, but the line is typical small contractors, a guy driving around with a pickup truck and a dog next to him and out there just doing the work.
Right. And it's important work, too. It's great to see. What's your take on, you had an interesting take on kind of what's happening in the real estate market, what you're seeing from the kind of from the construction side and just keeping an eye on the market.
Yeah, and I claim no great expertise nor prognostication skills. Heck, I don't even know who's going to be on the Iron Throne at the end of the last episode. But this is the wild, wild west out there, Allison. After the fires 19 months ago, it just not only upset tragically a lot of lives, but in your world and the people that the realtors I know and admire, it's pure guesswork at times about where are we headed with this.
Yeah.
There's no playbook. There's no precedence for what happened in the North Bay. 7,000 lost homes seemed incomprehensible till Paradise lost 14,000
right,
homes.
Yeah.
But what's that done to the marketplace? It took 5% of Santa Rosa's housing stock of homes through Coffee Park and Fountain Grove primarily, took those off the market instantly, and it's been a long climb back. The recovery, because the city and county stepped up their permitting process, good for them. But the underinsurance issues that that have been talked about for a long time are very real. Two-thirds or so of people were apparently underinsured to some degree. Mm-hmm. So are they rebuilding? I guess the work at this point is that 35 to 40% of people will not rebuild their home. So you would think, wow, we're going to have a housing shortage. But what's happening is builders are buying up, builders and developers are buying the individual lots from right. people that have said, I know I'm not going to rebuild. Well, what can I get for my lot? So there will be a home on every lot that suffered a loss of a home. It'll be 3, 5, 7, 10 years, but there's going to be a home there. So the housing stock's going to be brought back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. But I think, like you said, the speculation, what we're seeing and everybody's kind of wondering is what's going to happen. Are people buying them and holding them? Is there going to be a glut of lots because, you know, they're going to start people that have to make that decision as the insurance starts to run out?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah, so what
every point you made. Yeah. I was touring Coffee Park yesterday, hundreds and hundreds of homes underway.
Yeah.
But when I talked to some of the builders out there, most of them are not rebuilds. It's almost a misnomer, Allison, to call it our rebuilding effort, because maybe out of the 5,000 plus fire victims in Sonoma County, maybe 4 to 5% are rebuilding the home they lost.
Oh,
everybody
right.
else is building a new home. So it's sort of a North Bay building project that's different than anything we've ever seen.
Right.
But some of the builders are telling me, yep, they're building spec homes already. And others are building homes, production homes, they're called, for the people that lost their homes but want to go back into the neighborhood.
Yeah, it's an interesting process. And you made a good point about the people that are renting that are now, you know, once their house is built, they're going to be moving back in. So now that's going to open up some homes there.
You know, I thought about that. And if you think of the thousands of families that overnight needed a place to live, they went out right away, found any rental they can, they could find. And a lot of local homeowners who thought, well, I've got my home here that I'm retired, I'll go on a trip and rent it out. There's a lot of that. And so when the renters' homes are built, and it'll be a couple thousand by the end of this year, then that those people are living somewhere in the North Bay area, more likely than not. Mm-hmm. Those homes are going to be back on the market as rentals.
Yeah. And that'll be interesting to see, too.
There will be a number of people that only left for a short time. They'll go back into their home.
Right.
But others are going to continue to rent out homes. And they'll be a lot more on the market.
Right. Well, it's all an interesting process to watch. So we're gonna go to the news here in a minute, and then when we come back, there's some programs that North Coast Builders Exchange has done. A couple, one having to do with replacing tools after the fire. So we'll talk about that, and then a program of training our youth into the trades. So Keith Woods, North Coast Builders Exchange. We'll be right back. I'm Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Be right back.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
President Trump reacting on Twitter to Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, the first Republican member of Congress to state publicly that President Trump's actions have met the threshold for impeachment. The president calls Amash a loser who, he tweets, sadly plays right into our opponent's hands. Senator Mitt Romney, Utah Republican, in the past hour says of Amash's statement,
"My own view is that Justin Amash has reached a different conclusion than I have. I respect him. I think it's a courageous statement. But I believe that to make a case for obstruction of justice, you just don't have the elements that are evidenced in this document."
Romney on CNN's State of the Union. She would work on changing the dynamic of America's relationship with other countries if elected president, says Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, Democratic candidate.
"Build relationships that are based on cooperation rather than conflict, de-escalate these tensions, work out the differences that we have, the problems that we have with other countries."
She's on ABC's This Week. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
"My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well."
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
A little bit more rain today, about a quarter of an inch, high 57, 55 on the coast, though mostly clear skies tonight, low 46, 47 on the shores. Tomorrow, a few clouds at 62, 57 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, just some morning showers at 62, 57 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman and Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, the Real Estate Hour, heard here every Sunday morning for years and years and years with Mike Kelly. And now I'm continuing the legacy, carrying on in Mike's honor. This great show, and you know what we strive to do, and what Mike always liked to do, and it was kind of what the show was all about, is what's going on in the community, not just what's going on in real estate, because it all comes back around and affects real estate. It is the Real Estate Hour, but it's more than that. It's about the community that makes our real estate what it is. And there were some interesting articles recently that I read about, you know, that Santa Rosa and Sonoma County is in the news more often. Over and over again about, you know, great places to live. And it's kind of interesting because when you're in the inside and we're seeing all these people leaving and all these things going on, and I'll talk about that a little bit more next week, because we've got Keith Woods here, and I want to talk about what's going on in the construction end, or the contractor end of it, in North Coast Builders Exchange, which Keith Woods is the CEO of. How long have you been with the CEO there?
Oh, don't make me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Think how old. Okay. I left the chamber and was recruited to the exchange in 2000. So
okay, so you've
19
been,
years ago.
Wow, and really kind of brought it into its own. I think you did a good job.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah, and it's a great website if you get a chance to look at it. A lot of good resources. For contractors, but also for the community.
Can we go back to you complimenting me? I like that part of the show here. No, stretch that out.
Always. When I've told people Keith Woods is going to be on the show, and they go, "Oh, he's great. That'll be good." So you get
right,
that.
You're, I guess that's
you're kind of along the lines of Mike Kelly, I would say.
That's high praise, Allison.
Yeah,
thank you.
And he had a lot of respect for you as well. So And you guys were both journalism majors, which I thought was interesting.
Mike was at San Francisco State, I think, because he I guess he couldn't get into Fresno State, so I'm sorry he missed that Fresno experience.
San Francisco State sounds kind of cool, too. But, yeah, well that's a nice little connection that you guys had. Anyway, so enough of that. We are talking about North Coast Builders Exchange and – and what I started to say is if you are somebody in need of a contractor, there's a membership directory.
You got it.
And all kinds of tools. What is that? I want to talk real quick. There was something about, I lost.
Yeah, it was a one-time tool replacement program.
Right. There was a tool, but before we get into that, there is an online plan service platform that I thought was pretty cool. And that?
It is. It's for contractors, and there are 25 builders exchanges in California. They all banded together to create a virtual or online plan room. So if Norman Construction, just to pick a name at random, if you're a member of the organization for an extra fee, $288 a year, you can have access to an online plan room with thousands of jobs out to bid from roughly LA up to the Oregon border.
Nice.
And we've got 360 of our members subscribe to that, where in the convenience of your home or your office, you can go online and look at what jobs are being put out to bid. In the old days, you'd have to go down to our place and roll out a set of those giant plans and do takeoffs of whatever your part of construction was. But this thing's really a success.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Right, and it looks good. And so people can, or it says public agencies, private project owners and architects, engineers, blah, blah, can put things into this. And then the contractors can go into this and look and see.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So heavy on government agencies, they're required to put jobs over a certain amount of money out to bid.
Okay.
So there's a lot of public works projects, but more and more we're getting housing development, strip centers, individual office complexes. So there's a lot of private work as well.
Okay.
And anybody wants to put a job out to bid and let thousands of contractors take a look at it, they're free to do it, no cost.
Great. That's great. That's a good service. So if anybody is a contractor, hopefully you're part of the North Coast Builders Exchange.
You should be. Oh, my God. I can't imagine otherwise.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, I mean, really, I think it's probably like with me being part of the North Bay Association of Realtors.
Exactly.
For us, it's kind of required. As a contractor, it's not required that them be part of the North Coast.
Nope. They can get along just fine, but just we have enough services.
We're
worth
the
money.
Why would they? Anyway, so one of the great things that you did that I read about was the tool donation. So after the fire, so how did this come about? You gathered tools and money and what did you do with it?
Yeah, it was maybe less than a month after the fires. We realized there were a lot of individual contractors and even more importantly, a lot of just plain workers who did lose the tools of their trade in the fires. And in a lot of cases, that was not insured. Nice guy from Apex Tool Group, I think is the actual name, came to me and said, you know what, I think I can nationwide, I think I can gather enough tools to where for a few days you opened up a tool replacement center, we could get the basics back in the hands of workers. So we did this up in Shiloh Industrial Park, gave away about $250,000 worth of donated tools and helped, I think the number was close to 250 different workers and contractors came in. I was really proud of that.
Yeah.
We helped a lot of people, and John Richard was the hero in all of this from Apex, but a lot of value to people in that. I was proud of it.
Yeah, and well, I mean, it was such a need, and something you don't think about is these people lost their home, but they also lost their source of income, really, because their tools are their.
You got it. I went over to Chico, actually, talked to my counterparts at the Valley Contractors Exchange, suggested this, then they go about outdoing us. They gave away $500,000 worth
wow.
of tools
nice.
To local workers, again, with Apex and John Richard's help.
Great. So they can get right back to work.
Yeah. Imagine losing what you need to do your job in the midst of losing your home. So
right.
That one
right.
felt good.
Good. Well, thank you for doing that. I'm sure a lot of people were helped. That sounds great. Well, like you said, over 200 people. And then in Chico to be the example to carry forward to Chico. And
yeah.
Other
I think it averaged about $1,100 worth of tools that each of them walked out with.
Cool. And then there was some extra leftover tools, and they went to it. Another thing that we're going to talk about that you do, your organization does, which is North Bay Construction Corps.
Yeah.
And so I think we can, well, yeah, we're going to take a break in about 5 minutes, but let's kind of get into what exactly. So North Bay Construction Corps, it's a project in partnership with Career Technical Association. I'm reading this wrong. Career Technical Education Foundation, Sonoma County. Yeah. It's right in front of me, and I'm reading it wrong. And Sonoma County Office of Education. Wow, time to slow down. Tell me about what this is, because this is really exciting to me.
real basic and exciting as well. We had a worker shortage before the fires hit, Allison. We lost a couple of generations of young workers all through the 90s and into 2000. Every kid was pushed toward college. If you didn't go to college, somehow you were a failure, which is baloney.
Right.
And then the recession wiped out 40 to 50% of construction jobs. So we suddenly have the fires, a rebounding economy, and realize we have to grow our own. So with the help of the groups that in partnership with the groups you named, we started up a high school seniors in their last semester training program in basic construction skills. Had 7 the first year in the pilot program, and the second year we had got up to 35, and now we have 150 high school students, seniors, who want to go into construction through the North Bay, are taking a 14-week training course every one night a week, one Saturday a month. I was there yesterday in Coffee Park touring some APM homes, and we're going to have them ready for the marketplace and have a hiring event. They love it. I'm so impressed, Allison, with these young people. They are smart and engaged and ready to go. They want to help with the rebuild. So our goal is every year to try in the 4-county area we're in to put onto the market each summer enough young workers to help the contractors that are starved for labor.
Yeah. Oh, there goes my voice.
All right, I'll take it from here, Allison. Joe, back to the Warriors. I thought Clay Thompson.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm back. You guys can talk amongst yourselves. No, I really agree with that. What you're saying about the trades and it's not just construction, but all the trades, and there's this stigma in it. Oh, you're going to be a plumber, but they make really good money.
You're absolutely right. In fact, it's a big difference. When I got there in 2000, kids were interested in construction, but their parents somehow thought, well, my kid should aspire to more. Oh, really? Well, as the young people who graduated last year went out to starting wages, hourly $18 to $20, $22 an hour, those kids would come back and say, I got friends, even coming out of college, people I know that are making less than that. So it's a potential great career, and there's no such thing as minimum wage in that world.
No, so we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and talk more about about this program, and then kind of what ties in with that is you and I talked briefly about Mike Rowe. I follow Mike Rowe, who has a organization called Mike Rowe Works Foundation, and it's kind of along that same line. So, and let me just say there's nothing wrong with going to college, and that's what you aspire to do. That's great. But I don't think it has to be the only
success or
right.
prosperity.
And some kids just aren't cut out for college, and that's fine. And
a very quick point, a number of the people in the construction corps are on their way to construction management college or to be architects or engineers. They just want basic skills so that whatever they end up doing, they know more about how construction really works.
That's a really good idea. Good point. Okay, let's take a break. I'm talking with Keith Woods, North Coast Builders Exchange. I'm Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back after these messages.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Loose ball to Thompson. Throw ahead, KD.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks.
One step and a right hand dunk for Durant and a timeout.
KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Since forever, at least 20-some years with Mike Kelly. And then I worked with Mike Kelly for a while on the show. You may remember me. And then when we lost Mike, it just made sense to keep the show going and not let this great resource go. So we are today talking with Keith Woods, who was with North Coast Builders Exchange. I got it. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you keep practicing. I love it.
I know. I stumble on it every time. And because I want to, everything is always North Bay. It's unusual to say North Coast.
You know, you're right.
You're right. So you're North Coast because you're not, you cover Sonoma, Napa, Lake,
and Mendocino. Yeah.
Okay. Is there another trade group down Marin?
Marin Builders Association.
Oh, okay.
A great group. A good friend of mine runs it, and they created their own North Bay Construction Corp chapter down there. And you wouldn't think Marin County, they're all going to be high
tech
or bankers or real estate investors. No, there's 25 to 30 young men and women going through the same program.
Good. I think it's great. So the program we're talking about, which we talked about before the break, is North Bay Construction Corps. So training high school seniors to do
basic construction skills.
Yeah.
So that some of them will go on to the great union apprenticeship programs. Others will go straight to work for contractors. We're just getting them ready to go with the basics, and then they'll need further training after that.
Right. And you made a really good point about if they do want to, or if their parents want them to go to college, it's a basic basis in construction. They can go on into management, business, school, engineering, like you said, architecture.
Yeah, it's not, well, we haven't created an either or. Either you're going to college or either you're going to be in the trades. Yeah, you can do both.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just giving them the skill sets if they do want to become part of the construction workforce. And boy, are we short, Allison. It's unreal that to contractors trying to hire other contractors, employees, and nobody from outside can move into the area for almost any job. And so we've got to, quote, grow our own, unquote, which
right.
is what it's all about.
Yeah, it's a really great program. So you have a lot of contractors calling you or reaching out to North Coast Builders Exchange to say, hey, we're hiring, can you help us?
I don't know, would you consider daily to be offered?
I do, yes.
Seriously.
Really?
They're saying, I'm starved, I've got a lot of work. Every contractor's busy for the most part,
mm-hmm.
and they could be busier if they had more workers. So it's a constant request, yes.
Yeah. Is this kind of similar? I know it's the rebuild right now from the fires, but when we had all the new homes going in back in, early 2000s,
yes.
when everything was going, prices were skyrocketing, everyone was build. Were you seeing a real need then? Is it kind of similar to that?
Not as great a need, and there were more workers available then. It was the recession from about 07 to 2013 that just devastated not only everybody's economy, but in construction. Statewide, half of the construction employment payroll base disappeared. So those people went off to do other things.
I think you're right.
It left a huge hole in the market that still hasn't been replaced or filled.
Right. That's a good point. And I think I do remember seeing that just where people were all the entrepreneurs, a lot of independent you know, people started starting these own little businesses and online businesses and stuff to find a way to bring some money in because they weren't getting any money
Absolutely right. And part of the problem through the 80s, 90s, and 2000 with the understandable push to get young people to go to college, I get that, but they started to gut the shop classes. Joe will appreciate this. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, Joe, there wasn't career technical education, voc ed. It was shop.
Yeah.
And
we had shop when I was in high school.
you look a lot younger than us. But the shop classes, a lot of them disappeared and were converted. Now there's a movement back. We try to build an exchange. We put a lot of money into grant programs for high school shop classes because they're not funded adequately from their district, who doesn't have the money, so we try and supplement that. But again, the shop classes were valuable. They started to disappear. Hence, we get a program like this started up.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I can't remember. I went to a, I'm sure you were probably there. It was the Economic Development Board, I think, a couple of years ago over at John Ash, I think. And there was the roofing industry and then the CTE program. And it was a whole seminar or, you know, meeting about all of this, like what we're talking about, educating our young people, and then, you know, getting them into the trades and not necessarily having to go to college.
Yeah, I think I was on that panel, but apparently I didn't make much of an impression on you. asking me whether I was there,
I said I'm sure you were there. There's a lot that I go to, but I'm sure you must have been there. And I know the guy from the what is it, Oak?
Doug Hamilton.
Yeah,
great
guy. He was talking about the program with the CTE.
That's it. Yep.
And then the roofer also.
Leticia,
there's a yes, is that ACR Roofing? I believe something like that. They have an apprenticeship program. There's a maker community that has some apprenticeship programs. So there's a lot of really cool stuff.
Look at you go! How do you remember all that?
Because when you're passionate about something, you remember. So I really think it's important. And that's why I talked a little bit about before the break, Mike Rowe, who, if you don't follow Mike Rowe, it's kind of cool. He's the dirty jobs guy. And he was asked, you know, why he's so passionate about this. And he, you know, when he was doing the dirty jobs and when he started doing that show, really met a lot of skilled workers and kind of saw the thick of that business, but realized there really is a stigma. And we talked about, you know, in Europe and other parts of the world, you go in the trades, you follow your father or your father was or your parents, and continue on with that. And then the United States, it's not. We really got away from that, and I think it's important to get back to it.
Yeah, but I think that pendulum swinging back.
Mm-hmm. Again, I think it's good.
I always say, you know, anybody with a 22-year-old still living at home, it gets real interested in these higher paid jobs.
I've got one of those. But yeah, the economy's tough right now, and for kids, and the housing prices, you know, and that's what the thing people are moving out of the area because kids can't afford to buy a house here.
No.
You know, so and you know, get a good job, and it's either you go to college and you get this huge debt, or you get into an apprenticeship program.
I've got a couple of 32-year-old twins. One lives in Reno, and she bought a starter home. You remember that phrase? Home. She bought a little two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,000 square foot, $187,000 a couple of years ago. Mm. My son lives in Belmont. He and his new bride had bought a condo, 750 square feet, for a whole lot more money. So young people are concerned about that here. I asked my son, well, what's your plan to be able to buy a home? He said, I don't know, wait till you and mom die, I guess. And, you know, there's just a smidgen of truth in all of that. Mm-hmm. With aging baby boomers who've got houses who they bought 20, 30 years ago and now is worth 10 times that, they're going to be a lot of wealth transferred the next few years, which is a whole new topic about what do young people do with their new wealth and the home that their parents might have lived in. That's going to be a sea change in the next 10 to 20 years as well.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think that is a lot of, there's a lot of kids waiting.
This guy Mike Rowe is really cool, isn't he? You enjoy him?
I
don't follow him, but
you should.
He's very cool.
He's funny. He's a lot like you.
Well,
he's
nice.
A funny guy.
Yeah.
and entertaining. He really is. So, but I really like his foundation that he it's called MikeRowWorks.org.
Yeah.
And he's just really kind of trying to get rid of that stigma and getting people to understand how good a job in the trades is and how needed it is.
Good for Mike. That stigma is, if not gone, it's on its way out because the trades are honorable and well-paying. Yeah, do you think one of his dirty jobs will be radio talk show host? Do you think he'll take that one on, Allison? Or?
No, it's a dirty job. He doesn't want to do it. No. Well, anyway, if... like I said, the website is great. Your North Coast, it's ncbeonline.com, correct? Yay. And you're here, if just Google it, you can find where they are, and people can stop in. Is it an open office? Somebody can walk in? And
normal work hours. People are welcome to come down. Okay. Much of our focus has been on fire victims. So on the website, if anybody's looking for a general contractor, home builder who says they've got the capacity to build, they can click and read all about them. Because in the news this past week, you've seen, you got to be really careful. And on our website, you can find what you need to know before hiring a contractor.
Oh, I saw that, and I meant to print that up. Thanks for mentioning
that. Yeah, that may be the most valuable thing we're doing for some people at the moment. Mm-hmm. We even held a workshop called Changing Contractors or a Buyer's Remorse. If you didn't like what decision you made, here's what you should do. And that would apply to anybody, whether they're a fire victim or not. The tips are on the website. What you need to know before hiring a contractor. Two great guys, Mike Beeler and Craig Lawson, who are local builders, put this together, and it is really valuable information.
Yeah, I noticed, and it's right on the home page. Yes. There's a little square and says 10 things to know or something. Yep. And really good information. I actually, I'm glad you brought that up because I meant to put that in my notes.
Yeah, again, whether you're a fire victim or not, if you're going to hire anybody for a remodel project, look at the list so that you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the consequences are serious.
Yeah.
At our meeting, one woman said, this process of rebuilding has been almost as painful and stressful as losing my house. That was an eye-opener to me.
Yeah.
It can be difficult. We're trying to make it easier.
Good. Well, thank you for doing that. And it's great that you're there as a resource for contractors and for the public, too, just, you know,
absolutely,
on either end of the spectrum.
That's a good it's a good referral resource.
Yeah. Well, we like that. Well, that is very cool. And I'm trying to think of what else was on that website that I saw that was pretty cool. I know the education. We talked about the education. Are they free classes? Are they paid?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Of them are free. CPR classes aren't. We've got to pay for those. But we get some great volunteer professionals who are willing to share what they know at no cost. And they're almost always for members and often sell out. But, boy, the training is a major component of what we do.
Yeah. And then along with the health insurance and all that. So if there's a contractor that's interested in becoming a part, if they're not already, like we said, they should be, and I don't know why they wouldn't be, but there's an annual fee, and then there's an application they fill out, and do you vet them? Are there requirements they have to reach?
Yeah, we've got a waiting list to get in, but we would
do you really?
No.
Oh.
I made that up for this.
I was surprised.
I thought it sounded cool.
You're not an exclusive club.
And we've got two classes of membership. Regular members, you've got to be a licensed contractor. We check regularly to see if your license is current.
So, and you follow up along the way.
Oh, yeah.
Are you still current?
And everyone else, we've got about 900 licensed contractors, another 300 or more others, and those are called associates. Yep, on the website, there's a place that says how to join, and you could click on it. The application is there. For contractors, they pay twice a year, $294. It's $588 a year, which most of them get 10 times, I think, 10 times that value and more if they're in our workers' comp program, medical program, et cetera. I love the place. I mean, I love working with contractors like you like dealing with the public, home buyers and sellers. I love working with the construction community. They're good people.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I think it's a great service you provide.
Thank you, Allison.
Thank you for all your work.
And you keep up the good work here. Keep this show alive.
I will for keeping it on for Mike and for the community. I think it's important to, like I said, to share not just real estate related information, but the community related, because it all kind of comes back around to
You're
real estate.
Right.
It's all encompassing, I think. So this has been Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Keith Woods today. Talking about North Coast Builders Exchange. Go online, check it out, ncbeonline.com. a great organization. I'm Allison Norman here with Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. See you next week.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of two Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump reacts to Congressman Justin